Jesus said, "Let the children come to me."
耶稣也说过，让孩子们来到我的面前。
But I feel very sad this year.
我今年有点特别感到有点沮丧。
Because if you are aware of it, in human history,
如果你大概可能知道，在我们的人类的历史上
，first time in this country, President Obama will stand in front of White House announce.
这也是第一次这个总统奥巴马总统他在白宫里面有这样的宣布。
June 28th.
是在六月二十八号。
He said this is the most glorious day of the United States.
他说这一天是美国最最最最荣耀的一天。
You know what happened that day?
你知道不知道那一天是发生了什么事情
？The Supreme Court declared.
是最高法院，美国最高法院他宣布
that same-sex marriage is legal.
因为他们宣布说同性的可以结婚。
So from that day on,
也就是从那一天开始
，You know what happened in school?
你知道在学校里面有什么样的事情发生
？You know what happened to your children in school? What do they teach?
你知道在
teacher?
在学校里面老师会教导他们这些孩子们什么呢
？No more, 爸爸妈妈 ，father mother.
所以以后不能再称有爸爸妈妈。
Parent one, parent two.
学校里面教导的是家长一和家长二。
It's not laughable matter. It's sad.
听上去好像可笑，但实在是不可笑，实在是很悲伤的事情。
And then your kids, these innocent kids, they can choose their sex. Today I want to be a girl. Tomorrow I want to be a boy. It's my choice.
也就是说，这些孩子们，天真的孩子们，他们自己可以选择他们自己的性别今天可以是男的，或者是明天他可以说自己是女的。
You don't need your parents' permission.
你并不需要你的家长有任何的许可。
All in this teaching.
因为也就是在这样的教导之下。
Now fulfill, Bible said, you call glory to shame, you call shame to glory.
也就是讲，圣经里面所讲到，你将荣耀作为羞辱，
Where is the truth?
到的真正的真理在哪里
？Today, everything in relative term, there is no absolute truth.
所以今天所有所讲的东西，好像都是在一个模糊的状态，没有真正的一个真理。
The whole world is upside down.
整个世界好像是完全的颠倒。
You think you are so lucky you send your kids to U.S. the best school in the world, right?
可能我们当中许多人知道我们把孩子送到美国来，这是一个非常好的事情。
You spend a fortune to accomplish that.
也花了很多很多的钱财来达到这样。
But this is what we are facing today.
这也是我们目前我们所面对的。
So I urge all the parents, for the sake of your kids.
我也在这里真是向这些家长们呼吁，为了你们的孩子缘故。
You should seek the truth, the word of God.
你一定要在这里寻求、追求神的真正的话语。
And teach them the truth.
And 教导孩子们的真理。
Don't let the school pollute your kids' mind.
真是不要让学校来污染、污秽学生的。
Don't think the teacher in the school today will teach your children truth.Only you can teach your kids the truth.
真正的我们要知道是你们家长能够真正给孩子教导他们的真理。
Don't share this responsibility to other people. You are their parents. You should tell them at least from the basics: what is father, what is mother, what is man, what is woman. Tell them as is in the first creation by God.
真是不要把这样教导孩子真理的事情来让推给别人，我们自己应当担当起这个责任来教导他们真理，谁是父亲母亲。
All these basics throughout 1,000 years in human history now changed.
所以我们从人类一直过来这么多千年的这样的历史，在这里已经有改变。
Start from 2015 June 28th。
这也就是从这一天6月28号2015年开始的这样转变。
But truth will last forever. Lie will not last. It will die soon.
但是不管怎么样，真理总是真理，它是一直会存在、永存的。只有谎言，它就会过去。
But if you don't teach the truth, your kids will be led by the lie.
但是如果你不在这里教导孩子们真理的话，他们会被谎言所欺骗。
So I hope, you know, when we listen to our children, when they sing all these songs, you carry.A very, very important role to educate the truth to your children.
当我们在听这孩子们献诗歌的时候，我们真是也有这样的一个负担。我们啊，真是要好好的教导和引导他们。
Okay, let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
啊，让我们一起打开，今天是圣经启示录第十二章。
I will read this whole chapter, 17 verses, with my brother here. I will read the odd verses in English, and my brother will read the even verses in Chinese.
所以我们俩会啊读这个第十二章全部一个章节，然后用英文，洪弟兄用英文读单数节，然后我用中文读双数节。
And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman.Clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars.
她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。
And another sign appeared in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 diadems.
他的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一，甩在地上，龙就站在那里，将要生产的妇人面前，等他生产之后，要吞吃他的孩子。
And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule over the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God.To his throne.
妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给她预备的地方，使她被养活1260天。
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel waged war with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels waged war.
并没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方。
And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angel were thrown down with him.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来了，来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even to death.
所以诸天和住在其中的你们都快乐吧，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里。
And when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the man child.
于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫她能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。她在那里被养活一载、二载、半载。
And the serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood.
地却帮助妇人开口吞了从龙口中吐出来的水。
And the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. One more verse. Let's go back to chapter 10.
我们还有一节圣经要读，就是回到启示录的第十章。
Verse 10 and 11。
我们要读第十一节，十章的十一节。
十节。
十节和十一节。
10 and 11。And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey.And when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter.
天使对我说，你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说预言。
So I want you to pay attention to the last verse.
其实我要你们特别注意到最后的刚才我们读的这句话。
The angel asked this prophet, or apostle John to, you to do one thing.That you must prophesy again concerning many peoples, nations, and tongues, and kings.
So, 特别注意到的天使在这里就是要这个约翰啊，再继续的啊，多必须指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说这个预言。
Yes. Today we come to another new vision.
今天我们来到一个要讲一个新的意象。
But for the sake of some first time listening to this message, I have to brief what happened before.
因为我们可能因为当中有些人今天有可能第一次，所以我想把前面所讲过的一些意象再简单的描述一下。
You heard many many times, just refresh your memory.
如果你们当中许多已经听过的呢，你们就再复习一下。
This book.Is the last book in the Bible revealed to Apostle John when he was put to the Patmos Island, persecuted by the king, the Roman king, Domitian.
这本最后一本书，也圣经里面的最后一本书《启示录》，他是在这里将约翰他这位被罗马执政的放逐到拔摩海岛的时候，他所看见的异象写出来。
This old servant of God.He is in his 90s, very old.
这位神的老仆人，他这个时候在写这个书的时候，他已经在他的将近是九十多岁的时候。
And he was lonely, put on this Patmos Island.
因为他这是一人在这个孤岛上面。
God did not forgive him. Forget him.
神并没有忘记他。
While he was lonely, he was in despair. God appeared to him.
当他还真是在很孤单的时候，神向他显现。
Use the last eight visions. Share with him what will happen in the future.
神用八个意象来向他显现，能告诉他过去和将来所发生的事情。
Humanly speaking, there is no future for him anymore.
如果从他本人约翰本人来讲，对他来讲，好像没有任何的盼望。
He served his master for all his life.
他服侍他的主，就是主耶稣基督，他的一生。
He should retire by this age, right?
按照他现在的年纪，他完全可以退休。
But he was not retired.
但是他并没有真正的退休。
He still faithfully served the Lord.
他仍然在忠实的、忠诚的在服侍主。
And his mission is not finished yet.
因为他知道他的使命还并没有完成。
He has to go on to be the testimony for Jesus.
因为他要继续要为耶稣做见证。
And God opened up heaven to him.
And 神就将他的天打开。
So the first vision, he was brought to the holy place in the heavenly tabernacle.
所以第一个意象给约翰呢，就是他被提到天上，在圣所里。
He saw the seven golden lampstands.
因为他看见七个金灯台。
He saw one, the Son of Man, walk in the midst of seven golden lamps.
他也看见人子在七个金台中行走。
So from this first vision, we know Jesus in heaven served as a high priest.
因为我们知道，从他这个意象里面知道，我们主耶稣在天上，他是一个大祭司。
What is concern in his heart?
因为他知道在耶稣的心里，他所要看顾的是什么。
What does he mean when he walked in the midst of seven golden lampstands?
当他在七个金灯台中行走的时候，这是表示什么意思
？Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们
，seven golden lampstands are the representatives of seven churches.
因为在这里讲的七个金灯台是代表着七个教会。
So that means Jesus, our Lord in heaven.His daily affair, his first concern is the situation of his church on earth.
因为在这里正是展现，让我们知道我们的主耶稣他在天上，他的最最重要的他的顾虑或者考虑，他是说在心上的就是这地上的教会。
He wrote seven letters to seven churches.
他写了七封书信给七个教会。
He expressed what he discovered in each church.Advantage, disadvantage.
他在他信中正是告诉这些教会，他里面教会里面所成就的和一些还需要正是改进的。
Faithful, unfaithful.
是忠心的还是不忠心的
？Go on, keep your crown or repent.
你能够继续保持你的冠冕呢？还有悔改。
Each letter indicates very clearly the real situation of each church, each Christians.
所以他在信中非常详细地描述了每一个教会，包括每一个基督徒。
And you will be surprised the situation of the church in the first century was so pathetic.
所以你读到这里的时候，你可能会感觉到为什么第一个世纪的教会会有这样的状况。
Even Satan has his seat in the church.
甚至撒旦在教会当中有他的座位。
So in those seven letters, you will see.God has a call.
甚至在这个七封书信里面，你能够真是听见、看见神的呼召。
What was the call?
那个呼召是什么
？All seven churches.
所有的七个教会。
Overcomers.
讲的是要得胜，得胜者。
That means in each church, there will be some faithful ones. They are willing to pay any price to satisfy God's will.
也就是说，在每一个教会里面都有得胜者，他们愿意付任何的代价，让神的旨意成就。
In other words, the history of the church since Jesus ascended to the heaven, the birth of the church 2,000 years ago.
因为可以说，在2000年耶稣升天。
Throughout history, even today, before the second coming of Christ.
从耶稣升天一直到现在2000年的教会的历史
，all including these seven churches，
所有的这些教会的变化都实际上都包括在可以用这个七个教会来代表。
And throughout histories, there are some overcomers willing to pay the price to follow the Christ。
在这个教会的这个历史里面，有许多的这些得胜者，他们愿意付代价，愿意得胜。
They can be called.The testimony of Jesus shine from them.
所以他们能够被称为是出来做耶稣的见证。
Yes, that's a theme for this book.
像个明光照耀，这就是整个这个书的一条线。
And then come to the second vision.
然后我们来到了第二。
The second vision, the focus shift from the holy place, which is represented by seven golden lampstands, now come to the holy of holies.
第二个意象，他就从在圣所里面的时候，然后因为圣所里面是有七个金灯台，然后进到了至圣所。
In Holy of Holies, there is only one furniture.
因为在至圣所里面只有一件物品。
That's the ark.
那就是约柜。
On this ark, there is a seat called mercy seat.
因为在这个约柜的上面有一个叫做施恩座。
That represents the throne of God.
那就是代表神的宝座。
This is in heaven.
因为那是在天上。
So someone sits on the throne. That's God the Father.
因为谁坐在这个宝座上面，就是父神。
So in the second vision, you will see the worship of the Father in heaven.
因为你看见第二个意象，就是让我们看见这个在天上的敬拜。
That's chapter four.
这是在第四章中讲到。
And then after they worship the Father, then come to the chapter five.
然后在讲到敬拜这个父神之后，然后来到第五章。
Then you suddenly heard a voice.
然后你听见有大声音。
Who is worthy to take the scroll from the Father?
这个大声音就说，谁配得接过从父神那里接过那小书卷
？And open the seven seals.
并且展开来执行。
And in the beginning, no one.
因为在刚开始的时候，好像没有人。
No one is worthy.
没有人好像配得。
So John, this author, cried, wept greatly.
所以这位啊老使徒约翰，他在那里大声的哭泣。
Then he heard the angel told him, "Don't cry. We found it."
后来他听见啊天使跟他说，不要哭，不要哭。
Who is worthy?
有这样的人，找到这样的人。
Who is worthy?
那谁是配得呢
？They found a lamb.
他们找到这位就是一个羔羊。
Tribe of Judah, the lion.
因为从犹大支派里面来的这位狮子
But his symbol on one hand is a lion, on the other hand is the lamb.
因为他一面是羔羊，一面又是狮子。
That's an opposite character, but combined in one person.
但是这两个是完全不同的啊，这两个的品性啊，性格的啊东西，但是在主耶稣身上完全成为一。
He was just slain.
他就是他这，而且这个。羔羊刚刚被杀过。
Now he ascend to the throne.
他然后刚刚被杀过，升到了天上。
This tells us that's the ascension. When Jesus finished his work, earthly work, he came to the throne of the Father.
所以这也是告诉我们，主耶稣按照父神的旨意完成了在地上的工作，他升到天上。
Then chapter 5 describes the worship in heaven, how the whole creation worship him as The Lord in heaven.
这是天上又告诉我们，让我们展现出这个意象，让我们看见这天上之主怎样的来欢呼欢庆这位主。
And then he began to open the seal one after the other.
然后主耶稣他开始打开这书卷，一张一张的打开，
一个印
一个印一个印的打开。
And then you will see the whole will of the Father executed.By the Son,
就你看见父神他的旨意由这个儿子来展开。
And that brings us all the way to chapter, nine.
这样子的话，一直来到第九章。
Then suddenly you will see chapter 10 is a third vision.
来到第十章的时候，看到第三个意象。
The third vision is a, something inject into the flow of this.Thing, you know, he described seven seals and then found seven trumpets.
因为在讲到第十章的时候，好像有个什么东西突然的进到这个里面来。先讲到七个印，然后七个
号。And then through the one, two, three, all the way to the sixth trumpet, that's the end of chapter nine.
因为讲到第六个号的时候，这是第九章的结束。
Before the seventh.Trumpet will be blown. Then you come to chapter 10 about the third vision.
但是来到我们这个吹响第七号之前，我们来到了第十章里面所显示出来一个另外一个意象。
A powerful angel appeared, stand in the middle of the sea and the land.
因为有个大能的天使，他来站到水和地的中间。
Make a declaration.
他来这里宣告。
So when the seventh trumpet.Is blown. The will of the Father, mystery of God, will be fulfilled.
因为他在这宣告，当第七号吹响的时候，神的旨意就要成就了。
In other words, that's the conclusion of God.
那也就是说，这个来到世界来到了结局。
In other words, this is the most important milestone. When the last trumpet is blown, everything concerning God's will.Is coming to fulfillment.
因为这也是最这个第七号，也就是最后一号，这是非常重要，因为它来结束了，将所有的一切来到这里结束。
It's a consummation.
按照神的旨意来结束。
So that's a highlight.
是最啊最最高点最。
That's chapter ten.
这是第十章里面所要
带给我
们。And then we
today we read last two verses.
那么我们啊今天啊刚才读了他的第十章的最后两节。
What happened to John?
对啊约翰来说到底怎么样
？This powerful angel told him, take that scroll from the angel and eat it.
对约翰来说，那个天使跟约翰说：“你拿这个小书卷接过来，然后吃掉它。”
And he said, "When I eat it, it's sweet in my mouth, but it's bitter in my stomach."
但是他在这里，约翰在这说，他接过来吃的时候，果然他的啊、甜如蜜，吃完了以后肚子觉得发苦。
And then he heard a command. He said, "You will prophesy again."
这个时候，约翰也就听见。给他的一个命令说你还要继续说预言、
to many peoples many kings and many nations
对许多多民还有、多王还有多国多方、
in other words he has to go on speak again and again
也就是说他还要再说再说预言
that means this whole revelation is so rich
因为就是换句话说，也就是在这个启示录里面是这样的丰富。
The second vision only give you an outlay of the overall picture.
因为第二个意象只是给你一个大的一个意象的一个大的轮廓。
So we can know roughly the sequence of events, 1, 2, 3, 4.
我们大概可以看到里面的一些间序，从头到尾的这样的一个变化。
But a lot of detail is missing.
但许多的细节我们还并不知道。
So from chapter 12 and onward,
然后从第十二章开始
，this prophet began to go back through that sequence events and fill in the detail.
从第十二章开始，然后呢，他又回到从这个讲到的意象的开始，然后来细节化的把这个意象一个一个再。再说一遍
Are you with me?
你们是不是还继续在跟着我
So far he laid out the outline how the whole thing will proceed what is God's plan to execute in these following time to accomplish what God wants to achieve in the final goal
因为在这个书前面几章先把神他整个的旨意一个大纲先把它一起列出来
The whole history is moved along that outline
整个的世界他这个时间是要跟着这个神的这个大纲执行的大纲而走
So for Christians Do you know What is our timing Where are we in the plan of God
我们作为基督徒我们知道不知道是不是清楚我们在这个整个神的这个时间表里面我们正处在一个什么 地方
God does everything according to his own time
神所做的事情就是按照他的时间来的
If you study the what's the book这个有一个讲到时间 talk about timing
哦
那本书
yeah, talk about the wonderful book the name is a compass
no. after proverb
Chanel
对那个字 that is very long word I don't know how to pronounce it
传道书
Ecclesiastes in that book talk Solomon discovered the timing the time factor
因为讲到那个在圣经里面前旧约里面一本书叫做《传道书》，也就是扫罗王，他讲到时间，讲了神的时间。
Time is a mystery。
他说神这个时间确实是一个奥秘。
Everything has its own time。
你所有的事都有它的时间。
Agree? When are you born?
有一个定时。
When you will die? When you will get married? And so on and so forth. Everything has its own time。
啊，是你出生、你的死、你的结婚，每一件事都有它的定时。
Yeah. So.This is a very important, crucial. We live, and so there is a famous person in the Old Testament called Moses.
我们知道啊，所有的事情都按照时间，在旧约里面有一个非常重要的一个人物，就是摩西。
He made a prayer in his Psalm 90.
因为他有一个祷告，就是在诗篇90篇里面。
He said, "Teach me to count my time, my days, number my days.
因为他这样说，他说教导我数算我的日子。
Then I can receive wisdom from you.
应该我这样，我才能够从你那里得到智慧。
So if you want to be a wise person, count your time.
如果你要成为有智慧的人，就是你要能够数算自己
的日子。If you know your time, you do you. Then you know what right thing you should do.
如果你知道你的日子、你的时间，你也知道什么事是应该去做的，什么事是对的。
Don't think everything is the same. Everything is changing very quickly.
不要认为啊，事情一直是这样，但事情变化是实际上是非常非常的快的。
Yeah. Okay. Now, so a couple weeks ago, I have finished the seventh trumpet.
因为啊，几个礼拜之前我已经讲完了第七个号。
Right? You still remember?
对，如果你们还记得的话。
So, today we want to move on.
今天我们要继续。
So, when I move on, you come to chapter 12.
我们继续的话，就今天我们来到了第十二章。
That is the fourth vision he saw.
这就是约翰他看见的第四个异象。
And we just read it.
我们刚刚才读过第十二章。
If you are painter, can you paint the pictures of those, that chapter?
如果你是画画的，你能不能把这一章用画画的形式把它表现出来？
Quite interesting, right? You have three key figures in this chapter.
因为在这一刚才我们读这章里面有三个主要的人物。
First, who?
第一个是
a woman.
第一个是一个妇女，
right?
妇人。
Second,
她已经怀孕的妇女。
He gave a birth of a man child.
第二个，他生了一个男孩。
Third, a big red dragon.
第三个是一个大红龙。
哎，
是不是
？No response. Why speak to?
然后没有，中间没有反应。
The whole chapter talk about these three key figures. Of course, there is Michael, the archangel.
啊，整个第十二章讲到这三个主要的啊人物，当然里面有天使。
Well, we will not talk about that archangel. He has his job to do. We have our job to do.
对，我们暂时先不谈这个天使，但是我们有真正我们需要注意的地方。
If you study the reference books, talk about this chapter.
如果你去看一些参考书，关于讲到这第十二章的时候
，Some will say, "Well, this woman is Mary."
有的参考书可能会讲这个妇人怀孕的妇人就是玛利亚。
If that's the case, then Jesus born again.
如果那是真正的是这样的话，那么耶稣是不是又生了一遍？又被生出来一次
？Why bother? Jesus already was born through Mary, and now he is already finished the earthly job, glorified in heaven. Why suddenly he has to go through Mary born again? It doesn't make sense.
对，因为为什么？如果是这样的话，耶稣他实际上已经有玛利亚了。生出来，然后呢，在地上完成了父的旨意，升到天上。如果在这里再来讲到他又要再来一遍的话，这一点不是太有点逻辑方面各方面讲不通。
So this cannot be, Mary and Jesus cannot. That's not right.
从这点看来，因为这个一定讲的不是玛利亚和耶稣。
And some people will say, well, this woman is Israel. Israel.
有的会说这个怀孕的妇人是以色列。
Country of Israel
就代表这个以色列这个国家。
But if you look, if Israel, then this man child should be the Jewish people.
如果这个怀孕的妇人代表以色列的话，那这个男孩子那就是以色列人，犹太人
，right?
是不是
？Then we know even today, very few Israelites.Are true Christians. They most of them are atheists. They don't believe Jesus.
我们知道现在当今的许多的犹太人，他们真正的基督徒并不多。他们许许多多的人实际上还是一个不信神的。
And this man child, if you read through the scripture, you will find they are making testimony for Jesus.
因为你如果读了圣经后面联系起来的话，我们知道这个男孩他是要为耶稣做见证的。
So they cannot be. the Israelites today.
因为他并不能讲到他们只是这个男孩是表示是以色列人。
So this woman cannot be represent the country of Israel.
所以这个怀孕的妇女也不能代表是以色列这个国。
Then who is she?
那到底她是谁呢？
The answer you can only first answer the other question.
如果真正你要回答这个问题的话，你要来回答另外一个。
In this one chapter, there are three characters.
在这个章节里面，一共有三个人物。
The pregnant woman.
一个怀孕的妇女。
The man child.
有个男孩子。
The big red dragon.
还有一个红龙，大红龙。
Who is the woman? Then you have to answer the first. Who is the man child?
如果你要回答到底谁是那怀孕的妇女的话，你一定要先找到谁是那男孩。
If you can answer who is the man child, then you will find who is the woman.
如果你能找到这个谁啊是这个男孩的话，那你就能回答这个怀孕的妇女是谁。
Okay, let's go to the man child first.
那我们一起看到底啊讲到这个啊这个男孩。
Let's look chapter 12, verse 5.
我们在第十二章的第五节。
And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule over the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to the throne.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
So now you see the first character revealed in this verse.This man child, he one day will rule, right? With iron rod.
因为在这里他讲述了这个男孩子第一个特征，就是将来他要用铁杖辖管万国。
Number two.
第二点。
Now, after he was born, he was raptured to where? To the throne of God.
因为第二点讲特别讲到这个男孩子。他生下来之后，他被提到神宝座那里去了。
So hold these two characters first, later.
所以我们先记住这两个特征。
And then let's go to the next verse.
然后我们再进到下一个章节啊，下一个节。
Verse 6. What we just read verse 5, right?
Five.、Mm-hmm.
Let's read verse. Let me see. This verse 11. Let's read verse 11.
让我们再来看第十一节。
Okay. They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb.And because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even to death. Verse 11.
在这里第十一节说到，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
This is a description of whom?
这一段刚才圣经所描述的，他描述谁呢？
This man child.
好像在这里讲到是这个男孩
right?
是不是
Are you with me? You have to follow carefully. This is talking about that man child.
因为在这里这句话特别讲到这个男孩
All right? If you look at the man child, what do you call this 代名词 What is the 代名词
The nickname.
No, the nickname. Pronoun. This pronoun is singular or plural.
他在讲到这里，讲到这个名词的时候，
代名词，
他是代名词的时候，代替了他和他们是双数呢，还是单数？那是复数还是单数
？Plural. It's not he. It's they.
因为他讲到是复数，是复数，不是单个，是多数。
So you know, this not although it's a man child, it's singular as a group.But look at the detail. This group is a group of brothers.
虽然讲到这个男孩，但是在这里是讲到 又讲的多数，那么是这样是一个啊一个群体。
It's in plural. They overcome him. Who is him? Who is he?
因为他说说到他们胜过了他，他们讲的胜过了他，那这个他到底是谁？胜过谁
？The big dragon, Satan.
那讲的那就是大红龙。
So in other words, here you will see this man child has a battle with the dragon.
因为你看到在这里讲到这个男孩，他与这个大红龙有一个征战。
And the whole scene you will see, the pregnant woman, when she will give birth, the big dragon has a attention focus. Who is the dragon's interest? Who is his interest?
当这个怀孕的妇人生要生这个男孩的时候，这个大红龙就站在这里等待。他所要，他这个大红龙，他所要注意的，他所要关心的是什么
？Dragon has any pay any interest to the woman？
那个大红龙，他对这个怀孕的妇女本身，这个妇女有没有任何的兴趣呢
？No interest at this moment。
他没有任何的兴趣对那个怀孕
妇人。He has more interest in the coming。Baby, the man child.
他真正他要感兴趣，对他要注意的，就是那个他要生出来的那个男孩。
Right, so he just watch, wait to grab hold of this baby.
所以他在这里等待，就是要抓住这个男孩。
That's what he was doing.
这个大红龙，这就是大红龙他所要做的。
But when the baby came out with the help of the angels, the Michael.
但你知道，当这个男孩出生了之后，有这个米迦勒的帮助。
There was a huge battle，
因为在天上有这样的一个大的征战。
And the man child was raptured to where? To the throne。
这个男孩被提升到神的宝座
上。So from earth to a throne, we will go through this middle of air。
因为从地上一直要升到天上的宝座，要经过这一段的空气。
There was big battle。
在这个云中空气里面有
征战。On one side is this big red dragon with the one third of the fallen angels. On the other side, you have the archangel Michael with other angels fighting, and the man child also fight.
所以在这个天空里面的征战，一方面是大红龙带着他三分之一堕落的天使，另一方面是米迦勒天使长米迦勒带着他的天使。还有男孩在一起与这个红龙征战。
So you will see a huge spiritual battle happen in the midst of air。
真是在天空中有这样的属灵的征战在进行。
Who won？
到底谁赢了呢？最后
，Michael and the man child won。
是米迦勒的天使长和这个男。还这一边赢了。
Dragon and his one third of angel throw down to the earth.
因为这个大红龙和他的三分之一的天使堕落天使被甩到了地上。
And there is a voice says, "Woe to the earth!" Right? Because Satan came.
因为有个大声音说，祸灾这个地上祸灾，因为这些大红龙被甩到了地上。
All right. Let's put our focus to this man child.
现在让我们的注意力集中在这个男孩身上。
Who is he? Or who are they?
到底他或者他们是谁
？Corporately, is he is a man child.
我们从整个整体来讲，从整个一个群体来讲，这个男孩。
This man child is the major focus for the dragon at this juncture.
因为在这个时候，他这些男孩，也就是这个大红龙所要特别注意到的。
Because the dragon devil know that this is what God wants. If I can kill him, everything finished.
因为这个大红龙他知道，这也是这个男孩是神他的旨意里面他所要的。我如果把这个男孩给杀掉灭掉，我就能使神的旨意不能成就。
So there is a battle.
所以那里就是一个征战。
Michael fight it, the man child fight it also. Fight all the way to the throne.
因为天使长米迦勒和这个红龙在这里征战，一直在天空中征战。
What is the weapon?
他们所征战的武器是什么
？Bible said that.
圣经在这里讲到。
The reason they can fight a victorious battle based on three factors.
他在这里讲到他们能够打这场啊真是荣耀的啊战的话，他能够得胜是靠的有三个特别重要的因素。
Verse 11, number one,
第一个
the blood of the lamb.
第一个就是羔羊的血。
What's the function of the blood of lamb?
我们知道这个羔羊的血它有什么样的功能
？In the middle of spiritual battle,
在这个天空中属灵的征战当中。
You know, if you read chapter 12, verse 9,
如果你读到第十二章的第九节的话
，there is an introduction about this big red dragon.
在这里，他描述了这个大的红龙。
He has several names.
他有啊好几个名字。
Okay. First.The serpent of old. He is very old.
这个大龙第一个讲到他的名字就是古蛇。
How old was he?
他到底有多老呢？多古
？Older than you and me.
他当然比我们还要很老，还要他。
Older than Satan, than Adam.
他比那个亚当还要、
yeah.
还要老。
When Adam and Eve was in Garden of Eden, he was there.
因为亚当和夏娃他们在伊甸园的时候、
right.
那个时候那个古蛇已经在
right so his first name is ancient serpent
所以他的第一个名字就是古蛇
second name
第二个名字
Satan
就是魔鬼
well in here Paul
啊撒旦
啊对不起魔鬼 is devil
devil 啊第二个名字是魔鬼
and the third name is Satan
第三个叫做撒旦
Each has its own meaning
他每一个他的名字都有他的意义、意义在里面
What's the meaning of devil?
讲到这个什么意思讲到魔鬼的话、
Any of you know the meaning of devil?
你们当中有没有人知道、这个意讲到这个魔鬼到底什么意思
Slander
这就是 讲诽谤话的
Every day, slander.
就是每天都在这里啊，讲做诽谤的工作。
And the Bible said, he day and night he does accusing, Christians.
因为圣经在这里讲到，他说昼夜在控告我们的弟兄，他的基督徒。
You know, when we come before the Lord, we afraid.
实际上当我们来到神的面前我们心里面 有胆惧
especially when you pray、
特别是我们来到神的面前祷告的时候
do you have that experience?
你有没有那样的经历
sometimes you want to pray but suddenly you realize as soon as you kneel down you try to have a quiet time pray to the Lord many voices come to you into your mind
你有没有过曾经有过这样的经历就是当你要跪下来在神的面前安静的祷告的时候好像又有这个时候又有许多的声音又在你的里面
These voices will accuse you
这些声音有的是在这指责你的
How dare you come to God
他说这指责
You just lied
像你这样子你怎么能来到神的面前
Or you just envy your sister
因为你在这里
Or envy your friend
因为你在这里你有嫉妒你嫉妒你的、弟兄、姐妹
Whatever,
你有嫉妒你的朋友
there are hundreds of accusations in your mind to say you are not worthy you cannot come you cannot pray
这个声音里面有很多很多的声音在指责你他说你不值得你不配来到神面前
then your conscience bothers you I did that I said that wrong I'm not worthy then you give up
所以你这时候里面有个良心在好像在回应说是的是的我好像确实不配然后你最后你放弃了这祷告
Chinese 做贼心虚 How do you translate?
If you cannot have a peace probably if you did something bad
When you are accused you feel you cannot stand before the Satan be bold
So, 相当于你里面有亏欠亏缺有
弱点 guilty conscience
经不住这个撒旦的在这里的控告和指责
That's the game Satan play with us
我们也知道这也是、
I should say devil because devil accuse you
这也是讲这个魔鬼他在里面所做的诡计
What's the meaning of Satan
那我们再另外话讲讲到撒旦的话那是指的是什么
Then it's different connotation
那也是有不同的那个意义在里面。
Satan means oppose you。
那讲到撒旦的，他讲到是反对的意思。
Yeah. Always stand on the other side of God。
他就是撒旦，他一直是站在神的对立面。
Whatever God wants, he will say no。
如果神讲什么的话，他总是说不。
Yeah. He wants to oppose God's authority。
他总是站在神的对立面来反对神。
So that means Satan。
这就叫做撒旦。
Okay. So he has these two unique characters. On one hand, accuse, especially Christians.
一方面他是对待基督徒的话，他总是来控告和指责。
On the other hand, in terms of God's will, always oppose.
另一方面，对待神，对待特别对待神的旨意，他总是反对。
And the ancient snake, that word is very interesting. Said fascinating snake. He is very charming.
如果讲到古蛇的话。是讲到又
强
又聪明又非常狡猾哈，
迷人，
迷人狡猾的。
He is so cute, charm the woman. He really fascinated by her.
所以他确实这个古蛇确实有一个非常美丽的或者吸引人的一个外表。
That's why Satan always try to find a woman, not find a man. Man cannot be so easily cheated.
所以他说为什么蛇在这里他特别要找到妇女先来去试探，因为相对来说男人不大容易被他所欺骗。
He was a charming prince.
因为他的外表很容易吸引人。
Yes, that's how the whole story evolved.
这就是为什么整个的故事它是从这里开始。
So now,Come to this vision. You see, this battle, Satan put his whole focus on this man-child.
我们再回到这个意象来，就是整个这个撒旦，他把整个他的注意力全力放在这个男孩身上。
He paid no attention to the woman.
他对那个怀孕的妇女，他不感兴趣。
He has a strong interest, want to capture this and eliminate him.
他就是要立刻抓住这个男孩，而且把他给杀掉。
So there is a fight.
除掉
When the man child came out, the battle began.
所以这里就有一个征战。当男孩出生之后，这里征战就开始。
So the first weapon this man child can overcome Satan was because the blood of the lamb.
所以这个真正的武器，第一个能够与这个龙征战的话，就是羔羊的血。
The accusation always valid because we do have some black marks.Captured by the enemy.
真正讲起来是这些撒旦的指责是有它的根据的，因为我们确确实实我们每个人都有许多地方污点被他所指责的，我们里面也感觉到我们良心也会告诉我们的亏欠。
But the way to overcome that is by the blood of the lamb.
但是如果让我们真正能够克服这个的话，是羔羊的血。
So you and I should appreciate the power of the blood.
所以这就是你和我们所要真正的感谢这个羔羊的血做的工作。
Justification by faith is sealed by blood of Jesus。
这就是因信称义，它的真正的焦点所印记的就是主耶稣的宝血。
Not even Satan can challenge that。
甚至就是这些
Remember that.
这个撒旦他都不能。胜过这些。
We are so feeble. We are easily tempted. We are easily fall into trap of sins.
因为我们常常实在是容易的犯罪，非常容易的犯罪。
But there is the blood of Jesus can fight against accusation.
但是只有神的这个羔羊的宝血，他能够真正的与这些恶的东西征战。
Number two,
第二点
，the word of their testimony.
第二点就是一个见证的见证的道。
The whole book of Revelation is focused on the Word of God.
整个这个启示录讲的是神的道。
As you come into this spiritual battle,
当你来到这个属灵的征战的时候
，look at when Jesus.Was tempted by Satan. Remember that?
我们来看一下，主耶稣 他那个时候刚刚出来的时候，就是被这个
tempted by Jesus, by Satan,
被这个这个撒旦来诱惑的时候，试探试探。
There were three questions asked by Satan.
那个时候撒旦问了三个问题问耶稣。
Think about it. All these three questions are based on Quran or based on Bible or based on any other book.
我们好好想一想，这三个三句话，他们说是在这里试探的话，都是出自于，可以说出自于圣经，也可以说出自于可兰经，或者是其他的一些。
Satan did not use any other book. He quoted everything from Bible.
这个撒旦他并没有用其他的书里面来，他就从圣经里面可以引用出来的话。
How Jesus fight the battle?
但是我们可以看到主耶稣他怎么样来战胜来打这个仗。
He also quoted from Bible.
耶稣他仍然是从圣经里面拿出神的话。
So you will see in the classical spiritual battle.The battle is on the word of God.
我们可以看到，真正讲起来，在一个属灵征战里面的话，真正的征战要靠着主的话，神的话。
Recently, in China, there is a new policy come out concerning how to control Christians in China.
最近中国政府出台了一些新的政策，来怎样来控制基督徒。
There is a policy called.五禁五化 I don't know how to translate this crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to translate. They have a policy of five something, they said the intake or something, intake or something, and how to transform, is that right?
Something like that. Anyway, it's a strategy how to control the Christian in China.
Yeah, 就是他们的一些策略，政府的一些策略，他们怎么样来限制基督徒的在中国的发展。
To put a very simple term,
我们就简单的来说
if like our church here,
就打个比方，就像我们的教会在这里
，the Communist Party will say you have to give a office to the party leader, they will come and preach to you.
So, 对，他讲的是像这个教会，你们一定要安排一个办公室，让那个党的代表能够住到你这个进到你这个教会里面来办公。
Every month you have to give him 1 hour preaching time. He will stand here preach.
然后呢，每一个月必须给他有一个小时能够站在台上，让他让这个共产党的代表来讲。
Preach what?
让他来讲什么呢
？He will not preach the Communism Manifesto. No, no, no.
他也不会在这里讲共产主义
宣言，
共产主义宣言，他不会讲共产党宣言。
Themselves even don't believe it，
因为他自己可能他们现在也不相信共产党宣言了。
What do they preach？
那他到底要在这里讲什么呢
？They have a new doctrine. They said we will change the teaching in the Bible, make it more Chinese look好的，中国话，中国话，这样 ，in Chinese gospel in Chinese character，
他们的有一个新的一个教训哈，他们的教训就是说，他们要使这个 Bible 这个圣经来教导的时候，按照我们中国话把圣经变成中国话。
Yes， in other words， he will mix the Chinese philosophy with the Bible doctrine。
他要将中国的这些。文化或者思维能够和这个圣经混在一起。
This is very satanic. Satanic 就撒旦。
这个确实是地地道道的是撒旦的作为哈，撒旦的作为。
You see, the spiritual battle. You know, last year, you heard China destroyed the.Church buildings and tear down the cross, the symbolic cross. They tear them down.
所以去年的时候，包括今年初，你们听到那个在中国发生了很多事情是，是把一些教堂的建筑物拆掉，还有一些高的十字架把它拆掉。
That's easy.
那个看上去是外表还比较容易。
Right. The physical building you can tear down, doesn't matter.
你讲到一些具体的建筑，这些东西你被拆掉。
Now the new strategy is more true, more terrible, because it will change the teaching of the Bible.
但是那个新的政策的确实比较诡异，因为它会把圣经啊神的话改变。
Justification by faith, it will change to justification by love.
他如果只是举个比方啊，因信称义。但他会把这改成因爱称义
，right? Change one word，
他就换了一个一个字，
changed.
所以其他的里面真正的东西被改变。
Got it? If you don't study Bible faithfully, then you say, "Oh, love, that's good. That's also in the Bible. Why not?"
如果你不是好好读圣经的话，你也不可能不会觉得什么。确实，在圣经里面讲到很多的爱。
So you will agree with him.
所以有的时候你会被迷惑，你同意了他。
Then the Bible teaching is different.
所以讲圣经的教导就可以改变。
That's one example. Many, many other examples. I don't have time.
这只是我举了一个例子，还有许多其他例子。我今天没有时间在这里讲。
So you will see in here this man-child. The reason he can overcome Satan, on one hand is by the blood of the Lamb, but on the other hand is the word of the testimony.
所以在这里两个，特别两个，就对着男孩来讲，要能够在属灵的打胜这个属灵征战，就是羔羊的血和神的见证的道。
You have to be faithful to the word.
我们必须对这个神的话要有忠心。
Like in the U.S. today, the church was quiet because they think, well, we don't judge, so we accommodate everybody. So when you said homosexual is okay.We love them, they can serve in the church, they can preach in the pulpit, then you compromise the truth.
所以当今在美国这些教会也确实保持在很多上面保持的沉默，特别是对待像同性恋这些事情，包括也允许同性恋的人仍然在教会里面侍奉。
Preach in the pulpit.
而且是站讲台，能够在教堂。
So that will twist the truth.
然后这样的话就把真理给扭曲了。
Then the whole thing collapse.
这样的话，那整个事情就会被毁坏。
Then there is no testimony for Jesus, not at all.
所以这样的话就没有任何能够见证主耶稣的道。
So small group of brothers, they are faithful to the word of God.
但是这个男孩所代表的这一群这个弟兄们，他在这里所见证的道是靠着主耶稣的宝血。
Number three.
第三点，
they did not love their life even to death.
他们虽至于死，也不爱惜。
What does it mean?
生命，这个表示什么意思？
If you want to, in that kind of battle, stand for the word of God and will not compromise, you have to pay for your life.
如果你在那个属灵的征战里面，你如果要坚持，你不愿意妥协的话。你一定要准备好付上生命的代价。
Like this author John, Apostle John,
就像这个作者使徒老约翰。
He said, "You know, I am in Patmos not because I commit any crime, only because I insist the testimony of Jesus."
就像这个约翰所说的，我如今被放逐在这巴摩海岛上面，并不是因为我做了什么犯罪的事情，而是我坚持。要做耶稣的见证。
He will not deny the testimony of Jesus.
他不会否认耶稣的见证。
The knife may be put here around his neck. He will not bend.
就是刀在架在他的脖子上面，他也不会屈服。
Look at those YouTube when the ISIS people try to behead these Christians. These Christians, they can just say, "Oh, I give up."I want to accept Allah, then he can be set free. But he rather die than set free.
但你有的时候就看一些在 YouTube 上面一些镜头，被那个伊斯兰的这些极端组织拍的一些东西，他们抓住了一些基督徒，用刀架在他们脖子上，叫他们来改变他们的信仰。他们有的就说他们改变了，但在这里这些人他们是不会改变的。
They rather lost their life than give up their Lord.
他们宁愿死，他们也不顾惜自己的生命。
That's what makes them overcomer.
这就是得胜者。
So these three factors.
所以总共这是三个主要的因素。
I think in this whole chapter, this is the most important part. We have to pay attention.
这也是这个整个这个第十二章的重点。就在这里我们要非常注意的。
So the answer for the man child is the overcomers.
所以答案就是这个男孩就是得胜者。
So who are they? If you look through the first seven letters in the first vision, you will see in every church, Jesus called for the overcomers.
这些得胜者到底是谁呢？如果回到前面讲的书信七封书信给那个七个教会的时候，里面都提到了这样的有这样的得胜者。
Okay, so that's the reason you have this vision. The fourth vision is the further clarification of the reward for those overcomers.
所以这就是在第四个这个意象里面讲的是比较细节一点细节一点，告诉这些得胜者他们所要得到的。
And what is their reward in this case?
在这里，他们所要这个得胜者所要得到的奖赏是什么呢？
In this case, you will see they are raptured to where? To the throne.
在这里看到的是他们被提升到神的宝座那里去。
Okay, in previous chapters, if you remember when I share them, one message I share is concerning rapture.
因为你如果回到我前面讲过的一些信息的时候，其中有一篇讲到是讲到被提。
Which chapter?
那个章节是哪一个章节？被提。
Chapter five.
第五章。
If you read chapter five, you will see two parts.
如果你在读到第五章的时候，你可以看到两个方面。
First part, 144,000 Jewish 12 tribes.
一个讲到是144,000这些犹太人被提。
No.
被提。
犹太人被提。See, one word difference, you destroy the whole. message. They are not raptured. They are set apart, put a mark on earth.
有这个144,000，他们被分别出来。
They are the Israel 12 tribes.
他们是从以色列的十二个支派里面被分别出来。
Mark out, God protect them.
神他们被神来所保护，所分别出来，所保护。
Then the second part of chapter 7 talk about multitudes from every nation, from every tongue.They are raptured to the throne.
第二部分他里面讲到你说第七章哈、
yes.
特别讲到里面有其他的人被提到宝座。
So you will see in the Bible, there is one rapture to the throne. There is another rapture to the cloud.
他有两个，一个是被提到宝座，另外一个是被提到云上。
From Revelation, you will see very clearly.
所以从启示录里面你看得比较清楚。
Because traditional teaching in the church always talk about the second kind, rapture to the cloud.
因为在一般的教会里面讲的比较多的是讲到被提到云上。
It's true. There is a rapture to the cloud.
因为确实事实上是的，要
被提到云上。We meet Jesus in the cloud.
因为我们要和耶稣在云中相见。
But before the rapture to the cloud, that happened in the last trumpet.
因为在这个发生之前，在这个最后一个号吹响的时候
，That's the whole church raptured to the cloud.
因为这个时候整个教会被提到云中。
But chapter 7 and chapter 12 is different.
但是第七章和第十二章是不同的。
This rapture is to the throne.
因为这里讲到被提是提到宝座上。
Got it?
有没有
You have to pay attention. If you don't pay attention.You lost a big blessing.
你特别要注意到这一点。如果你没有注意到这一点的话，你会错过这个很大的祝福。
When I mentioned four blood moon,
当我特别提到这个血月的时候
，I use what shared by Apostle Peter. He quote the prophet Joel in Act chapter 2.
因为我在提到这个时候，特别讲到是。这个使徒保罗彼得他在提到在约珥书里面所提到的这个要发生的这个、
right.
这个现象
and Joel prophesied that when you see the dark sun and blood moon and other things you will know the day of the Lord is near
因为在约珥书里面特别提到你如果看到那个日头发黑有血月的时候你知道主的日子近了
That was prophesied by Joel and then quoted by Peter.
这是在约珥书里面他预言到 然后彼得也在这里引用到。
That's a terrible day.
你知道这个是可怕的日子。
And how to avoid that woe, the big woe to the earth?
我们怎么样能够在地上甚至避免这样的祸灾呢
？Jesus said, "Stand before me."
耶稣说的是，在我面前站立。
That's the only escape.
这是唯有这一避啊，这只有这样才能避免这样的啊祸灾。
Who can at that time stand before the Son of Man?
在那个时候，谁能够真正站立在啊神的儿子面前？
Chapter 7,
人子面前。
And chapter 4.
在这里讲到的就是谁能站立呢？就是在第七章里面所描述和第十二章里面所描述。
So this is the second time in the Book of Revelation, Apostle John tells us about the secret of man-child.
这也是实际上在第二次，这个约翰在这里我们讲到这个孩子这个秘密这个奥秘啊，这个讲到。
Once you settle, man-child is the overcomer.
第一个，你知道这个，我们知道这个男孩就是得胜者。
Then who is the woman?
然后你知道了这个谁是得胜者之后，那谁就是那个怀孕的妇人。
That's the church.
那就是教会。
So this woman, pregnant woman, she is the church.
这个怀孕的妇女，她就是教会。
He is neither Mary nor Israel.
她不是玛利亚，也不是以色列。
So after the man child was raptured, she became the focus of Satan. Satan tried to persecute the woman.
当这个男孩被提升到宝座之后，但是这个妇女。怀孕的妇女就变成了这个撒旦所攻击的对象。
Right, and then you will read for yourself. This enemy tried to swallow him, tried to use flood to bury her.
所以你就看到这个敌人就想用想吞噬他，也想用洪水来冲灭他。
But the earth opened up, the flood was diminished.
但是地张开了，还保护了他，让水。没有让他没有被淹。
And she was kept for 1260 days, 3.5 years.
所以他逃到旷野，在那里可以保留了1260天。
That's the day of the trial.
这就是我们来到大试炼的日子。
Yes. So that's this major point in this chapter.
这也是我们要看到的几个重要重点，在这个第十二章里面。
Well, first, I only show you the key point. There are other things we don't have time to talk.
当然，我今天跟你们讲的都是一些主要的一些点。
I want everyone pay attention to this principle of overcoming.
我希望这是每一个人都能够抓住这个真正的这个成为一个得胜者的这个原则。
We are in the spiritual battle now, very severe.
我们目前就在一个非常严峻的一个属灵的征战当中。
The whole world follows Satan to one direction, and there is another group follow Christ all the way to the end.
因为这个世界会跟着这个撒旦走向一方一面，另外还有许多多的跟随主耶稣走另外一条路。
Church will be under persecution.
教会一定会在逼迫之下。
Christian will have to pay.A price.
基督徒一定要准备好要付代价。
Are we ready?
我们是不是准备好？
That's the challenge.
这就是对我们的挑战。
And don't take for granted today. Oh, since nothing happened, things will happen very quickly.
我们一定不能轻看这一点因为好像认为事情好像很平稳，没有什么不会发生什么，但实际上不是这样。
Your children in school already begun.
因为你的孩子在学校已经面临到了这样的问题。
Right?So how do you face all these challenges?
让我们真正能够来面对目前的这样的挑战。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for today.
主，我们感谢你，你今天感谢你。
You have spoken through the Bible to us.
因为你借着圣经向我们说话。
Lord, we pray that you will open our ears so that we can hear what the Holy Spirit wants to tell us today.
我们求你真是打开通我们的耳朵，使我们能够听见你要向我们所说的。
We can fight a spiritual battle according to the way you reveal to us.
我们真是能够打这场属灵的征战，是靠着你告诉我们的方法。
Give us courage.
你鼓励我们
，give us wisdom，
帮助给我们有这样的智慧
，so that we can discern what is the truth and what is the lie。
所以让我们能够分辨什么是真理，什么是谎言。
So we will not be deceived by the enemy。
所以我们不会被敌人所蒙骗。
We will not be accused by the enemy。
我们也不再会被敌人所指控。
So that we can live a life of overcomers, satisfy your heart。
所以让我们能够过一个得胜者的生活，能够来荣耀你的名，满足你的心意。
In Jesus' name we pray。
我们祷告的奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen。
Amen。